At exactly 7 p.m. last night, a cross-section of Wisconsinites gathered in each of the state's 72 counties for the annual spring meeting of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress.
The body was created more than 80 years ago to give the public the opportunity to weigh in on how Wisconsin's natural resources are managed.
Last year, more than 4,300 people showed up in spaces from cafeterias to courthouses to speak out and to cast ballots on issues about which they're passionate.
Lake Effect Susan Bentz was among the hunters, environmentalists, and others who got together at West Allis Central High School last night for the Milwaukee County edition of the Congress. She's here with me in the studio now. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Mitch.
What was the crowd like last night?
Well, as you know, the weather was miserable. It was rainy, but nevertheless, approximately 180 people did show up for what turned out to be a 3.5-hour discussion.
3.5 hours.
Yep.
How is the agenda organized for the evening? I imagine there are lots of issues on the table.
There certainly are. The meeting begins with voting, though. Each county has 5 delegates who serve on the Conservation Congress, some for 2 and others for 3-year terms. Anyone 18 and older, so Mitch, you can apply. can nominate someone or themselves to run. And that means you stand up and you tell the crowd why they should vote for you in 3 minutes or less. Milwaukee resident Barbara Maniotis was one of those people.
Ever since I moved here 7 years ago, I've been swimming in Lake Michigan. I helped with the sturgeon introduction last year. I love hiking in the parks. I participate in target practice, both with bows and with rifles as well. I have a favorite spot by the river, and I have a fishing license that I get every year. So I have a huge stake in the resources here.
So that was Barbara Maniotis running for the Conservation Congress. Did she win?
She did, Mitch, but only after a runoff vote. So this is amazing. Attendees fill out small paper ballots. They're hand-counted by DNR staff, and when the vote is too tight, they repeat the process, the vote, to guarantee a clear winner.
All right. So what were some of the issues that came up last night?
The DNR had a series of proposed rule changes having to do with fisheries and wildlife management. Each was read, and then the public had the opportunity to, again, comment and then vote on paper ballots on these measures. So as we said earlier, the same process was happening at gatherings in every county around Wisconsin. It's pretty amazing. Citizens can also submit and did their own resolutions, and they were posted on the wall at the back of the auditorium. Ryan Kaufman proposed giving tournament anglers a bit more leeway on the size and number of fish they catch and release during competitions while providing, he said, the DNR with useful data.
We are required to report all of our catch and release data to the biologists, especially given the budgetary pressure that the state is under right now. Sometimes going through and doing surveys is expensive, it's time consuming, it's difficult for biologists to do. So as a biologist passes a new regulation, we give them an opportunity to see if it's working, how is the size structure functioning, how many fish are in an area, and that sort of thing. That's the purpose of the resolution. I would ask that you vote for it. Thank you.
At least one person said she would be voting no.
My name is Rachel Golosinski, and I'm from Milwaukee. I would ask people to vote no on this resolution because even though the fish are released, they're traumatized and injured from being caught, and a lot of them might subsequently die. So I would be opposed to giving an exemption for a tournament catch and release fishing.
What about wolves? Did they make their way into the conversation?
They did, although currently, as you know, a hunt does not exist since wolves are again federally protected. But Greendale resident Glorianne Klein tiptoed into the issue when she proposed a measure to monitor how hunters use using dogs, how they're compensated if their dog is injured or killed.
Recommending, yes, that we vote to have certified veterinarians be able to verify when dogs are injured or killed before they get compensated, that dollar amount is valid. And I just want to add one other note, too, is that, for example, when dogs are hunting wolves, and again, right now they are back on the endangered list, but they will be probably delisted in the unforeseeable future, is when they are training or when they are hunting, you can rotate these dogs in and out. So it's right now there's a rule you can only have 6 dogs.
Right, Okay. But you can rotate them in and out as they get exhausted, whereas the wolf, it's one on however many number of dogs that becomes. And if you have up to 15 dogs that get rotated in and out,
Gloria, that's not your main resolution.
All right.
Thank you. Just trying to keep us moving.
That's Mike Nadusky you just heard. He's the Milwaukee County Chair of the Conservation Congress. He went on to introduce 4 dozen advisory questions the Conservation Congress is considering, from a proposed moratorium on stormwater and air permits for frack sand mining to establishing a sandhill crane hunting season. Again, citizens could comment and ask questions and then vote on all of those. John Renford is a member of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, and he exercises his right to comment frequently, including in favor of adequate and consistent funding of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund.
Right now, Xcel Energy was going to build a nuclear power plant in the 1970s. They canceled that project and sat on that land for the last 40 years. They offered to sell that property to the state, but there's a window of opportunity. We have to purchase it. If we don't, we're going to lose possibly 3,000 acres of pristine, untouched wild area that's appropriate for multi-use everywhere. Hunters, anglers, kayakers, campers, hikers. Without this funding, and if we don't restore this funding, those opportunities will be lost permanently.
By the way, Renford is one of the people elected last night to serve on the Conservation Congress.
So, okay, they met for 3.5 hours. You mentioned dozens of resolutions that came up, lots of conversation. What happens with all of this public input?
All of the votes from all of the residents throughout Wisconsin's 72 counties are tallied. Then the full Conservation Congress convenes its annual convention in May in Oshkosh. That, too, is open to the public in case you want to go, Mitch.
It is 2 days long, though.
It is. By the way, the Congress is considered to be a model for other states in directly engaging citizens, literally casting a ballot on the management of Wisconsin's natural resources environment. That input is passed on to the Natural Resources Board and the DNR. And on a lighter note, last night's people got to vote on the possibility that the wild turkey be named the Wisconsin State Game Bird.
Did they vote that up or down?
I don't know. You know, people, they were secret votes.
Oh, so they voted, and of course,
time
all 72 counties voted as well.
Exactly.
All right. So let me ask you this. This seems like democracy in action. It must have been pretty interesting to watch over the course of time.
It was, because there's such a diverse crowd. There's definitely the hunters, the anglers, people concerned about the environment. So it was really wonderful to watch that exchange.
Would you have expected there to have been more people at this?
Yeah, I've read that the crowd statewide have diminished a bit, but I really think last night weather was just a real
weather, and it also, you can't get past the idea that this is a pretty long meeting, and there are going to be lots of things that I would imagine people are, you know, if you have your issue, you still have to sit through all the other issues.
Absolutely.
That come up.
I think, though, if we're allowed to advocate just a little bit, I think it's a really interesting sort of exciting, you know, quietly exciting thing to watch in motion, because people are really engaged, respectful. You know, they exchanged differences of opinion without any kind of, you know, hostility. That was nice.
Perhaps something we should see more of in our deliberative bodies.
Exactly.
So was there a lot of conversation after it was over?
People are wiped. They got out of there.
Susan Benz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Susan Benz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can read more about the Wisconsin Conservation Congress at WUWM.com.